Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States plans to help establish a field hospital inside the embattled Gaza Strip for civilians wounded during the conflict between Israel and Hamas. USAID Administrator Samantha Power made the announcement as part of a new $21 million aid pledge for Gaza and the West Bank. Yesterday's U.S. military flight brought some 36,000 pounds of food and medical supplies to the northeastern Egyptian city of El Arish, about 30 miles from the Rafah border crossing into southern Gaza. It was not clear when the new field hospital would be up and running or what other nations were helping financially back the aid. CVS Pharmacies are overhauling its prescription drug pricing methodology.
The drugstore chain will introduce CVS Cost Vantage. This new approach employs a formula considering the drug cost, a fee, and a predetermined markup to calculate both the drug's price and reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. Set to launch in 2025, this model aims to enhance transparency in CVS's drug pricing system. Executives anticipate that the shift in payment models may lead to lower costs for some drugs while potentially increasing expenses for others. I'm John Schaefer.
SAG-AFTRA members have voted to ratify their contract. This means that the longest labor battle in Hollywood history has come to an end. The 118-day strike was suspended in early November after a tentative agreement. It was approved with 78% voting in favor, but only 38% of voting members turning out. It includes a 7% increase in minimum rates for the first year of the deal and residual bonuses for streaming actors. Soccer superstar Lionel Messi is Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. The World Cup winner made his Major League Soccer debut with Inter Miami in July. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Washington, D.C. is providing much-needed funding for a high-speed rail running through the Mojave Desert.
Allocating a quarter of the cost, the White House is investing $3 billion in the Brightline West Rail Project. It's a high-speed rail line set to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A bipartisan coalition of lawmakers from the region has been advocating for the Biden administration to greenlight a federal grant. Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen emphasized that the project will significantly impact the state's tourism economy and transportation, describing it as a game changer. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
In the most recent indication of a cooling labor market, job openings reached a two-year low in October. According to new government data, there were slightly over 8.7 million vacancies during the month. This marks a decrease of over 600,000 job openings, surpassing expectations for the significant drop. Leaders from Harvard, MIT, and UPenn were testifying yesterday before Congress regarding their management of anti-Semitism on their campuses. The presidents of these institutions defended their policies in a House subcommittee hearing. North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox asserted in her opening remarks that campuses have become a focal point for anti-Semitism, particularly following the October attack on Israel by Hamas. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We got Rick Manning joining us in just a few moments to talk about all that is happening in your world right now. We've got a debate tonight. Israel at day 60-61 with the Israel-Hamas war and so many other things on the radar. And Rick Manning joins us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, Hunky and Dory, you know, got both of them.
Both Hunky and Dory, all on the same day. Wow.
I'll tell you, it's momentous, no doubt about it. Well, hey, let's see what happens tonight. So what do you think the best that the four remaining can do in this GOP debate?
Well, the change for this debate is Nikki Haley is going to be the target. She's the one with the momentum. She's the one the other three, I think, are going to put under the spotlight a little bit. Uh-huh. And, you know, she's kind of had the advantage of being lying in the weeds. Nobody's been talking about her record. And she's been, you know, taking on everybody else and being a source of, let's say, ridiculing everybody else. Mm-hmm. Well, now her record's going to be, we're going to talk about it. Quite honestly, her record on a lot of things, particularly education, is disastrous.
Right.
So they're going to have a discussion about who Nikki Haley really is. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I think will happen. If I were running any of the other three campaigns, that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. And because, truth be told, she's got momentum because she's been the aggressor. Let's see how she does when she's on the defense.
How good is this for the GOP, for the party itself at large? I mean, you got this kind of, you know, bit of bloodletting that's taking place, and they're taking shots at each other and instead of focusing on Biden?
Well, the thing is, the irony, of course, is they wouldn't focus on Biden. They'd focus on Trump. Mm-hmm. Because that's who they have to beat. And so this is that's what this is. It's a bloodletting to see who gets to focus on Trump, who will be the actual real challenger to Donald Trump. And watch real carefully because I think Nikki Haley will try to spend her time attacking Trump, mm-hmm. Whereas some of the other candidates will be spending their time attacking Nikki Haley. Because she's now even with DeSantis in the Trafalgar poll, and she has momentum, and so I think it's a lot of focus will be on her.
What did you make of Biden telling his donors, he says, I'm not sure I'd be running in 2024 if Trump was out. We just can't let him win.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I've never seen a campaign slogan so invigorating as I may be really a really bad president, but I'm not Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I guess that's the Biden message. He can't talk Bidenomics anymore.
I know. Even the Democrats themselves.
Democrats don't want to talk about Bidenomics.
No, we don't even want to use that word anymore.
We're gonna plant our flag on you. You're earning way less money now in real dollars than you were 4 years ago. Yeah, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't talk about his record. His on the Democrat side, in particular, he's losing minority voters in record numbers and disastrous numbers for the left.
Oh, yeah.
They're desperately trying to figure out a message, and ultimately,
they're trying to figure out how they get ballots in the hands of all these migrants that they've shipped in from the southern border, right?
Yeah, well, they know how to do that. They've run the trial run on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, what this tells you is their entire message is going to be Trump is dangerous. Trump is going to try to change what we're doing. And as a result, he's just too dangerous to be president.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem they have is we had Trump for president for 4 years, and people around the world basically said, wait a second, what do you do? Well, he created a pathway of peace in the Middle East.
Right.
What do you do? Well, we got war in the Middle East now. And
you're
funding the people attacking Israel.
Yeah.
So it's so he doesn't have stand up to actual intellectual scrutiny, but they've spent a lot of money and a lot of years demonizing Donald Trump, and they've got their whole lawfare campaign against Donald Trump. So ultimately, the campaign, Joe Biden wants to be the campaign to be a referendum on Donald Trump and not on his presidency.
And I think in part he wants to prove to people it wasn't a fluke that he did in fact get 82 million votes. I think his ego is driving him in that direction. The other thing is that what he's basically telling the donors is that he's the only one who could beat Trump, and that even though he's limping into the finish line and he's leaking oil and his tires have fallen off, he's still the guy who can beat Trump.
And the polls actually indicate that might be true. Anything where you're out, so anything could happen. But it's when you sit there and you take Biden off the ballot, the next candidate in Democrat eyes is Kamala Harris. And, I don't think a lot of people on the Democrat side have a lot of confidence in her.
Mm-hmm.
You have Gavin Newsom in his debate with Ron DeSantis, proclaiming how he's not going to be on the ballot. And hearing that, I kind of look at him as I think the Californian protested too much.
What has he got to prove?
I'll be on the ballot.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Please let me on the ballot.
Right. What has he got though? I mean, his record is as bad, if not worse, than Biden. It's just that he's a Democrat, and and they're going to get their base, 40% of the population that is still just going to go with the Democrat, right?
He's a better package to sell it. He's much smoother. And so he's just a better package. As you said, Joe Biden's got a lot of dents, and they're showing, and maybe a flat tire or two. But and Gavin Newsom's like the new model who can put shine up the I'll use the word garbage and shine it up, make it not smell so bad, and hopefully trick people again. So that's who Gavin Newsom is, So
has our country so lost it, Rick, that the Constitution, a democratic republic, liberty for all, it's just been tossed aside, and people are just delusional into thinking that the Democrats en masse are going to support the ideals of the Constitution?
No, this is a battle of the soul of America, and the battle is between those of us who believe in the ideals of the Constitution and those who reject them. And Joe Biden's on the side of those who reject them, but he's the one who's defined as a battle for the soul of America. We have to believe him and fight like it is a battle for the soul of America and win.
this is, and you're exactly right. I mean, there's no, you know, if, ands, or buts about it. What's the alternative? 4 more years, whether it's Biden or even Gavin Newsom, you know, how is that... How is that sustainable? Got to go to break. More from Rick after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thanks to Total Wine, you save more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa. Priced so amazingly low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
New federal data confirms that illegal, disposable, flavored e-cigarettes drive youth vaping. Here's former Office of National Drug Control Policy Director, Gil Kerlikowski.
The latest data shows that Chinese-made illegal, disposable vapes marketed in youth-enticing flavors are pouring into our country. The DEA has warned that these illegal products can be laced with fentanyl. The FDA must increase enforcement action.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Talking with Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Much of the country is asking, Rick, you know, where's the common sense? How does this stuff add up? We've had two plus years of Joe Biden trying to tell us that Bidenomics is working, and you know, it's not working, so much so that the Democrats have finally had to admit, and they don't even want to say Bidenomics anymore. They said, let's put that on the pastor, let that go, and I don't know if they're just crossing their fingers or hoping that they've got enough ballots flying around, empty ballots out there, that they can put in the hands of, you know, some illegal migrants and, you know, have them into the count. Because when it all comes down to it, you know, pretty much about 40% of the country is bought and sold to the Democrats. They are on the dole. They get money from the Democrats. The Democrats tell them that, look, at you, if you don't vote for us, you're going to lose that paycheck that you've been counting on, that paycheck that really has stifled them and, you know, put them on the bureaucratic plantation and has limited their growth and development and wasted their lives just so that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and the rest of them, you know, can be reelected and be in charge. So you surrender your liberty to these knuckleheads, and then you wake up one day and you go, what happened to our freedoms? I mean, we got the FBI out of control. The alphabet soup three-letter agencies of the bureaucracy are coming in. And just throwing caution to the wind, forget about the Constitution. You're going to do as I say, and if we suspect that you're not doing what we think you should be doing, we're just going to act like the Communist Chinese, but not be the Communist Chinese. We're just going to act like them and get away with it for as long as we can.
Well, as long as we have white hat props, maybe we can trick enough people who used to watch Westerns, although I don't know that they would play those anymore because they would be not suitable to today's world. But anyway, I think you can learn everything you need to learn. They live in a fantasy world, okay, in terms of economics. They live in a fantasy world. Mm-hmm. They believe that, and we talked about, you know, the automobiles before, the fact that they want car manufacturers to sell more electric vehicles, even though there's not a demand for them, mm-hmm. even though the auto manufacturers are losing $35,000 a vehicle. And they do that at the same time that Joe Biden went and put his heavy thumb on the side of the UAW, United Auto Workers mm-hmm. Union,
right.
and they were striking against the big three, and said, you know, basically created massive additional costs to the auto manufacturers, which they are expected then at the same time. He says, we're going to put more costs on you, but we're also going to sit there and say, we demand that you sell vehicles and lose $35,000 a vehicle. So, and by the way, with the new contract, the number's going to be significantly higher than $35,000 a vehicle.
Oh, of course.
So
right.
you have this circumstance where they don't, and the end game will be, China is making EVs, and China's using slave labor, not UAW labor, and China is busily, they're making the batteries there, and they're charging less money for the batteries and spreading the cost out, and so they're opening the door for China to be able to sell their EVs in the U.S. market. And because it's subsidized by China.
Well, is Joe Biden and the Biden brand going to get a franchise fee on all this?
I think they already are.
They
already are. We know that he's getting a regular monthly check from Hunter Biden's company that's taken money from the Chinese and funded by the Chinese. Mm-hmm. So he's already on the payroll. It's they would say, well, there's a lot of other action that happens in that company. But the fact of the matter is, we now know, based on what the House Oversight Committee has shown, that Joe Biden is getting a monthly stipend, a monthly fee mm-hmm. from an organ, from Hunter Biden's company, one of his companies, that is a direct beneficiary of Chinese largesse.
Right.
I don't know how you show a pass through any closer to any more clearly than that. But that's you can attribute it to a lot of things, graft and the like. The problem is the people who are running Joe Biden believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a monetary transaction for the people who believe in.
Well, they've been getting away with this for decades. This is the way business is done on the Beltway. You know that.
This is the fundamental transformation that we've been,
right.
that Joe, that, Barack Obama promised. It is the fundamental transformation where we destroy our industrial sector. And this auto thing is really significant because you need those auto manufacturing lines to make tanks and other things in a time of war. You need that capacity. And it's the more we kill that capacity domestically, the less likely we are to be able to have to protect ourselves in the future. But that's your one of your key industrial based items is being able to have a robust auto industry. And he's attempting to economically destroy it. Mm-hmm. And that is and when you see that and you say, well, how can you explain this? Mm-hmm. The only answer is that he does not want a robust U.S. automobile industry, and he wants to transition it to being Chinese dependent.
Yeah, he doesn't want anything robust in America, whether, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
So, you put that, it's the things that I've become a little more cynical on this. I used to give him the benefit of the doubt. But when you do stupid things over and over and over again, you say that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make sense to people like you and I that are market driven and we understand what's going on. I mean, this is being done by design. This is to produce a specific outcome that has nothing to do with America First. I mean, basically we are being ravaged. America is being ravaged by our own elected officials, and this is why it's going to be important that the Biden impeachment inquiry vote, which is going to come next week, according to Speaker Johnson, and then we'll be able to, have a better look-see as to how diabolical this Biden brand, has become and what it's done, the damage that's done to America and how it's influenced all these things that you talked about. And even then, these things that you talked about, this is the top of the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg. We haven't really even gone deep to understand even the levels, the impact that's had on agriculture, what it's had in terms of, our national security and allowing somebody sent me last night, Tennessee Bob sent me this list. I don't know if you saw this, Rick, the amount of people that just came through the border. Says foreign nationals found at southern border in fiscal year 22 and 23. Afghans, 6,300, almost 6,400. Egyptians, 3,100. Iranians, 659. Syrians, 538. These are the people that they caught, okay? Russians, 12,605. Chinese, 26,113. That's just for starters, Rick.
Well, that's the people we're fighting coming across the border. It's not the people coming in through container ships from China, entering our ports that China has significant control over. And so there's lots of ways that we're getting that China's able to import people. Here's the concern. A vast majority of these people are male and very fit, and they are in there, they're the 18 to 20, mm-hmm. 18 to 30.
They're what we call fighting age, soldier age, yes.
They are soldier age, and we are importing foreign armies into our country that we are going to have to, that is going to cause a big problem for us in the future. And we're doing it willingly.
Yeah, and you got Hamas camped out just on the other side of the border. There's also, I believe, 20, I heard from inside information, there are 20 cells, Hamas cells, within the United States right now, Rick, as we're talking.
I'd be shocked if there were only 20.
Well, you and me both. And then what are we going to deal with? Are we going to be like Benjamin Netanyahu, yelling at the international community going, why are you so silent over the fact that Hamas came in and raped our women and victimized them? Is what we're seeing in Israel is the future of America? Is this what we've got to look forward to? Rick Manning, as always, appreciate the time, buddy.
Hey, you, the one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. The United States plans to help establish a field hospital inside the embattled Gaza Strip for civilians wounded during the conflict between Israel and Hamas. USAID Administrator Samantha Power made the announcement as part of a new $21 million aid pledge for Gaza and the West Bank. Yesterday's U.S. military flight brought some 36,000 pounds of food and medical supplies to the northeastern Egyptian city of El Arish, about 30 miles from the Rafah border crossing into southern Gaza. It was not clear when the new field hospital would be up and running or what other nations were helping financially back the aid. SAG-AFTRA members have voted to ratify their contract. This means that the longest labor battle in Hollywood history has come to an end. The 118-day strike was suspended in early November after a tentative agreement. It was approved with 78% voting in favor. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin going to join us in just a second. Going to be talking about this latest Axios report that says the House Democrats are bailing on Biden's favorite economic tagline, Bidenomics. I guess they've gone home and tried to use the line, and their constituency just put it right in their left ear. Said, you know, what are you talking about, Bidenomics? We thought this was a joke, and now you guys are really serious about this. Well, Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair Jenny Best says Democrats are well aware, just like everyday Americans, dealing with the fallout of Biden's economic policies. They're realizing it's just not working. Right, Jenny Beth?
That is exactly right. People are concerned about prices, and Biden wants to talk about jobs. And the price of everything has gone up 20% since he became president. The effective cost of everything has gone up 20%, which means that if you're making the same amount of money that you were 3 years ago, you have lost 20% spending power.
Mm-hmm. He's had 2+ years. Of the Oval Office and controlling, you know, he's had his version of a pen and a cell phone, and he has put this on the back of Americans. And, you know, America's looking for a solution. I mean, he's the president of the United States. What solutions is he offering, you know, to offer any kind of relief whatsoever to the everyday citizen?
Well, the solution that he and so many Democrats keep offering is more government spending. Oh, everything is, you can't handle the cost of that? We'll provide it. The government can provide it. The government can solve the problem. The fact of the matter is the government cannot solve all the world's problems. Free markets are what we need, and we need less government interference. And if anyone doesn't understand that or remember that, take a look at what happened when the world shut down during COVID. Did we have medicine that we needed in a timely manner? The answer is no. Initially, we did not because everything shut down, shipping shut down, and we couldn't get what we needed. We didn't get toilet paper. We didn't get paper towels, puzzles, toys, common goods that you would normally expect, food on your grocery shelf, meat in the grocery department. All of it was upset and twisted upside down because the government interfered. We need free markets that work without government interference. When the government keeps throwing more and more and more money at a problem, it creates inflation. And we don't have the money, so they print money. And the more money, the more cash dollars that you put into the market, the less the dollar is worth. And that means that you have to pay more dollars for goods. It creates inflation, and that is harming us. The inflation is what is crushing us. And the Biden's solutions and the Democrats' solutions are actually the cause of the problem, not the solution.
See, the challenge we have, Jenny Beth, is we've allowed the Democratic Party to buy and own about 40% of the constituency. Okay, they know they rely on the Democrats because the Democrats give them a monthly stipend. They're giving them this free money, and they're buying their vote, and that's their base. And so the challenge is for the rest of us who look at this and say, this is the craziest thing. I mean, just as you pointed out, history clearly demonstrates time and again the smart way in handling this. The Democrats take over, and what they try to do is to expand that that base that is reliant on them, you know, those that are put on the bureaucratic plantation, so that, you know, they continue to vote Democrat regardless of the silliness and the insanity that they're thrusting on everybody else that's working their tail off that makes sure that they get their monthly paycheck. So, you know, this is an uphill battle. So what needs to happen, and this is what I've appreciated you from about you in day one and the Tea Party Patriots, is that you are activating those that have not sold their souls to the Democratic Party and this alliance and this model of governance, and saying, no, the free market, time and again, we have enough history. This is the smart way to do it. We've experienced the smart way to do it. Let's just do that which is smart. But what happens is our 60% doesn't get on the field of play. They're sitting on the sidelines. And Tea Party Patriots say, look at you. You're on the team. You got a jersey. Get on the field of play and participate and help us win this contest. Otherwise, the Democrats are going to continue, and they'll continue. You know, they can hold pretty strong with that 40%, and then the rest of it is, oh, they'll just, you know, run the emotional stuff up the flagpole, whether it has to do with abortion or that we hate Trump or whatever else, in order to, you know, garner another, you know, 5-6% of the vote, and they win.
That's right, and it's why it's so important that that people get activated next year in 2024. And I get it. Right now, it's Christmas time. Hanukkah is about to begin. New Year's will happen. People are in, Thanksgiving just happened. People are focused on their families and their religious beliefs, and that's how we should end the year and begin the following year. But once we are in 2024, the time to act is now. We don't have any more waiting. The future of our country is at stake. Every single election, people say things like, oh, this is the most important election of our lifetime. I don't know what will happen if we don't win. I don't even know what will happen if we do win. We have to win, and then we have to keep staying involved if we actually want to save our country. But we first must win, and that means whether you're putting yard signs in your yard, bumper stickers on your car, text messaging your friends and family, going door to door, making calls to voters, donating. There's so many different ways that you can be involved. Poll watching, poll working, watching the tabulation of ballots, all chasing absentee ballots, harvesting ballots where that is illegal. All of those things, we're going to need thousands, hundreds of thousands of volunteers across this country to be able to win next year.
Well, and we need to understand the war and the battle in which we're in, Jenny Beth. It's not just for Joe Biden and the Democrats. It's the infrastructure that has been created and developed, you know, going back, you know, to the days of Barack Obama and the fundamental transformation of America. He has an infrastructure in place that was solidified even when Barack Obama left office. And a lot of people don't realize this, that I think it was about 4,000 administrative types that worked in the that worked for Barack Obama, and he moved them into the bureaucracy, basically having them as moles to offset and resist what Donald Trump was doing. I mean, it is amazing. It's miraculous that Donald Trump was able to effect what he did on behalf of the American people when you consider all the resistance of the Democratic Party and the infrastructure that was there. So our battle is much more than just the Democratic Party. It is the infrastructure of the bureaucracy that is going to resist. I mean, they're losing their skulls at the idea. I mean, they look at Joe Biden and how weak and frail he is, and Joe Biden is trying to convince them and convince donors, saying, look at, you know, if Trump wasn't running, I probably wouldn't run again. I mean, he's telling the donors and the Democrats that he's the answer. He's the only one that can beat Donald Trump. And they're convincing themselves that he is. And it's hard to imagine that somebody that is frail as Joe Biden is, and the mess that he has created with our economy, our national security, and our border, that he deserves another 4 years, Jenny Beth.
Yes, he absolutely does not. And that's why when they are so out of touch that they don't understand that the term Bidenomics turns voters off. They're right. So out of touch that they're talking about how many job openings may or may not exist when people are worried about the cost of goods and how they're going to be able to afford to put groceries in the refrigerator, in their stoves and on their ovens and or on their stoves and in their ovens and then on their table. Ultimately, when it costs $100 to buy a roasted chicken and a couple of loaves of bread, we have a problem in this country, and it is. They're just completely out of touch, and we must be involved and engaged. And one thing you said about the bureaucracy, there's an amazing project that Heritage Foundation is heading up called Project 2025. And if you think you want to work in the next administration, you should go check out that website and begin applying for a job and go through the necessary training now so that you might be able to work in the next administration should a Republican like Trump win.
Without a doubt. Jenny Beth Martin, how can people be in touch with you? Because look at, the battle is on and we got to warrior up. Where do we go?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Support is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and it's the perfect time to save on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for everyone on your list at Office Depot Office Max. Small business owners looking to meet end-of-year business goals while keeping costs at a minimum can enroll in the Office Depot Office Max Business Select Program at a discounted rate for a limited time. Now through Sunday, December 31st, a first-year membership for new members is just $29. Members get exclusive discounts, convenient in-store and shipping options, and more. Shoppers can save time and enjoy the moments that truly matter by taking advantage of free 20-minute in-store pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services for qualifying orders. And looking for the perfect gift? Find suggestions for techies, teachers, teens, college students, and everyone in between online at officedepot.com/gift guides. Visit officedepot.com and Office Depot and Office Max stores nationwide to learn more.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. Personal service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. I don't know if you caught this or not. This is shocking. Joe Biden's border crisis is costing you and me, U.S. taxpayers, $451 billion annually to care for illegals. I guess, you know, if you pay your taxes, this should be shocking. For those that don't and they're on the government dole, no big deal. It's just somebody else that's there at the trough at the taxpayer's expense. $451 billion. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. This is what he's doing to us. Meanwhile, a new Center for Immigration Studies analysis of the government's current population survey shows that the total foreign-born or immigrant population, legal and illegal, reached 49.5 million in October of 2023. Now, I just wonder what the plus or minus efficiency of that number is. If it's a good guesstimate, a rough estimate, or exactly as what it is, because Mayorkas doesn't seem to know who's going across the border. He has no idea of numbers. But anyway, this the Center for Immigration Study. They've analyzed the number and says, okay, this is what it looks like, 49.5 million, excuse me for being a bit skeptical. That's a 4.5 million people increase since President Biden took office. It's a new record high. The Vice President, Deputy Director for Numbers USA, Jeremy Beck, is with us right now to break it down. Jeremy, new math, old math, it's still a big number, isn't it?
That's right. You're right that it's not going to be an exact, a precise number. Illegal immigration, by its very nature, isn't something that you count absolutely specifically. But they look at the current population survey, which gives all kinds of indications as to who's in the country, who's in the school systems, who's on different roles, and you get a pretty good idea. It's our best idea about exactly the number of people in the country and where they're from, whether they're born in America or elsewhere. And they do estimate that about half of that increase is due to the border crisis, to illegal immigration, which, as you well know, has been at record levels for the past couple of years. Every year we break new record level numbers, and really what we're seeing right now is in many ways it's a different shade, but it's a return to what we had 100 years ago when we had a very high percentage of Americans or people in America who were foreign born, and 15% now is a new record. 100 years ago, we're talking about the Gilded Age. We're talking about stagnant wages, persistent, stubborn inequality, a very frustrated working class, and receiving communities that felt overwhelmed by the flow of immigration that was reaching record levels. It's a lot like today, isn't it? And again,
to some regard, it is, Jeremy. It is a, but in some regards, it isn't. Because, you know, the universe, you know, when I look out and consider the universe of immigrants that we're drawing from, you know, what we're seeing right now is that this country has imported a lot of hatred. And I don't think back in those days when people were coming in as immigrants, you have the sense, at least the historical narrative presents, that people wanted to, you know, they wanted an opportunity. They saw America as, you know, the land of opportunity, you know, for them and their families. Today, you've got so many immigrants that are coming, especially from the southern border, that are beholden to a third party, these cartels. So they don't have an allegiance, you know, to offer to America, because they've already spent that at the border in order to get across the border. Does that make sense?
There's that old saying that history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. And I think that's what you're getting at. And of course, you're right to point out there are important differences, and the cartel situation is very important. You do have lots of people coming in here who owe debts to human smugglers and cartels, and it puts them in even a more precarious position than many of the immigrants who were, say, in the Great Wave. Now, I would say that the vast majority of these migrants today, like before, are strivers and economic migrants. That's one of the problems, frankly, is that they're coming through loopholes in the asylum system or loopholes in the policies of this administration for parole and asylum. But they're not true asylees. They're economic migrants seeking economic opportunities. They're mostly less educated, which means that they're going to have, whether they're working legally or illegally in the United States, they're going to have lower wages, which is exacerbated by the numbers of less educated, low-wage workers coming into the country. It's simple supply and demand and simple math. And so the economic impacts of this are very real, and they have ramifications for the migrants and for the receiving communities, and also, you know, frankly, for the people around the world who are not migrating, who are left at home, who are seeing their towns and villages empty out as people try to connect with a human smuggler or a cartel to get to the border and get released into the United States.
Is there any idea, Jeremy, in terms of the number of illegals? First of all, it bothers me that they combined legal and illegal, you know, because if you're here legally, that's, you're here, you know, God bless you. Enjoy the freedoms that this country gives you, and the support that we can give you to assimilate and make the best of this opportunity. Illegal is, you know, is the number that I'm looking at. That I want to know, and of those illegals, are they qualified to say, of that, are 10% coming out of the prisons of these countries? Because what we're understanding is these countries are saying, hey, the gates are open, let's just, you know, let's get rid of all our problem kids, and we're going to send them, you know, north to America's southern border. They'll get in, and they'll be America's problems, and they can take all their felonies and everything with them, and whatever happens, you know, if they change their evil ways, they do. If they create havoc in America, well, America kind of deserves it because they're a wealthy country, and, you know, they'll find a way to mitigate it.
There are limitations in the data. I mean, as far as the current, you know, population survey, that's why they combine them, because the Center for Immigration Studies combines them, because that's how the government does it. They don't differentiate, and they probably should. And it'd be better to have better data always. We're Numbers USA. We're looking for the best data we can find. And right. So these are ultimately you're doing your best guess, your best estimates. And, you know, again, I would say the vast majority of people, they're economic migrants, but even the Department of Homeland Security said recently that, look, of course, when you have this many people coming across the border, you're going to have more people who are on the terror watch list. We've hit a new record high of people who have been encountered on the terror watch list. And that's, as DHS says, and I think appropriately so, when illegal immigration is this high, of course you're going to have, you know, even if the percentage is very small, you're going to have a higher number of people who are seeking to do United States harm. So there is a national security component to that. Absolutely
huge. Absolutely huge. Yeah, and you know, I had quoted this earlier. My good friend Tennessee Bob sent me this deal, the breakdown. Foreign nationals found at the southern border in year 22 and 23 so far. Afghans, 63, almost 6,400. Egyptians, 3,100. Iranians, 659. Syrians, 538. Russians, 12,605. Chinese, interesting, over 26,000. That's just this, you know, this group here that they're accounting for. I mean, and these mostly men are of fighting age that make up these numbers. So, you know, you talk about national security, Jeremy. I mean, this is a huge threat. I mean, and I know Numbers USA, you know, forever since you've been joined at the hip with this show, and you guys are so faithful to come on and give us the numbers. You know, you've been shouting from the rooftop saying, we got trouble here in River City. And it doesn't seem that either this administration or the American people, because the American people keep voting these knuckleheads in office, you know, care enough about this. Are we going to have to experience something like what Israel experienced and realize that, you know, this is all our fault because we weren't watching the border. We weren't paying attention.
You bring up so many great points there. I want to jump on a couple of them. One is I want to make sure that people don't lapse into despair right now. There is a fight right now in Congress in Washington, D.C. about the importance of addressing this border situation. Now, what comes from it, I don't know. But it is very clear that people who work inside the Beltway are reading the polls, they're reading the tea leaves, they're hearing from their constituents. They know that this is an issue that they need to address. And believe me, politicians are going to try to address it in sort of the least painful political way as possible for them. It's our job as voters to keep that pressure on them. Now, you mentioned a list of all the countries from around the world where people are coming, and that's a really important point. Because, as I said before, people are using and abusing our asylum system, the loopholes in our asylum system. And any good immigration system is going to have an asylum component to it. But it needs to be credible. It needs to be something that we can believe in, that people can believe in. And right now, it's not. People are losing faith in the entire asylum process, and deservedly so. When you're coming from all around the world to claim asylum in the United States, you're passing through, most people are passing through multiple safe third countries.
Exactly.
Now, think about it. The idea of asylum is you are being persecuted, usually by the national entity, based on, you know, your religion, your political beliefs. It's not because you live in a dangerous neighborhood. That is tragic and sad, but asylum system cannot survive under that kind of eligibility standard. Mm-hmm. It's about political persecution, religious persecution, etc. Now, if you're passing through safe third countries, you're doing what is called asylum shopping, and that's what people are doing. One of the reforms that's being argued about in Congress right now is applying what is essentially a safe third country rule and saying that you're not eligible for asylum in the United States if you have passed through a safe third country. You need, if you are in fear for your life and you pass through another country that can offer you safe harbor. But it may not be your preference as to where you want to live anywhere in the world, but that's not the point of the asylum.
Exactly.
That's the kind of common sense reform that we need to change. The solutions to this are available. We don't have to throw up our hands in despair. It's about political will and therefore political pressure, and that's where the responsibility does fall on us.
Great. Great job, Jeremy Beck. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other.